Hi, my name is Angelina, and I will be reading the scripture today. Thank you. But ask the animals, and they will teach you. The birds of the air, and they will tell you. Ask the plants of the earth, and they will teach you. And the fish of the sea will declare to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every living thing, and the breath of every human being.
For 3 summers after high school, I worked at a church camp near Pikes Peak called Templed Hills. It was an incredible and life-shaping experience filled with countless memories and stories. You know, Templed Hills was the first place I ever encountered the phrase stewardship of creation. The idea that how we care for and tend to the world around us is a part of a responsibility given to us by God. It's an understanding that is a part of our core identity as a congregation. You see, we're not a certified green church because it's trendy. We don't just use LED bulbs and solar panels to cut costs. We make concerted efforts to minimize our impact on the planet because God asks us to. We seek to show respect for the deeply interconnected system that is our home, this planet, because the Earth is the first gift God ever gave humanity. This year, we begin our season of creation, a few weeks we take each summer to reflect on the created world around us. As we do so, we will turn our attention not only to what we can do to care for creation, but we will also consider what creation does in its care for us. We will turn our attention to the wisdom of nature. What we can learn from the existence and experiences of the trees and the waters and the mountains. For there is much to learn from the ancient and natural processes of life. You know, we hear such an invitation to learn in the book of Job. But ask the animals, and they will teach you. The birds of the air, and they will tell you. Ask the plants of the earth, and they will teach you. And the fish of the sea will declare to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? For in the divine hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of every human being. Ask, and they will teach you. The wisdom of nature was where my summer camp learning began as well. The first day of our staff gathering at camp, we loaded up into the camp van and headed to a trailhead. After a short scramble up a steep hill, we found ourselves sitting on a rock outcropping with a view over valleys and fields. And we sat there. And it was quiet. And when our camp director finally spoke, he did so with great intention and as few words as possible. Look at the trees. What do you see? What do they teach us? Over the hour that was to follow, we had a conversation that was as much silence as it was speaking. As we noticed, reflected, and shared what we saw and what we were learning. The trees. They reach out. In order to survive, they must take in light and air and water. In reaching out, they open themselves to receive what they need. They reach up. As they grow, plants reach towards the source that feeds them. You know, actually, across the valley, you could see a tree that had this funny L shape to it. Something had knocked it over. Perhaps it was the victim of the wind. And this tree had continued to grow and thrive once again as it reoriented itself. Its new growth taking it skyward once again. Trees are rooted. In order to reach out and reach up, trees must anchor themselves well. The roots must be as deep and as wide as the tree is tall and expansive. Roots that not only bring in nutrients, but hold firmly in the deepest of foundation. For all the movement and change the world sees, there is a part of a tree that holds steadfast, unmoving. Often the complexities and depth of a tree's grounding are only seen at the end of a tree's life. Trees have a strong core. They're not uniform in how they stand. Their trunks are far thicker and sturdier than their limbs sturdier and thicker than their branches. They reach out, and over time, those limbs become sturdier. What starts as a branch, with time, will become a limb. And from that limb, new growth will occur once again. But the strength of the tree always comes back to its center. Trees change. The broadleaf trees are the best example of participating in the seasons of life. There are times they bring forth flowers and fruits, dancing in the light of the long days. There are times when their energy turns inward, and they let go of what was, and they prepare for the darker, colder season to come. This movement from season to season carries no judgment. It's simply a part of life. And each time the seasons change, the tree is able to begin a new phase of growth and life that it would not have experienced otherwise. And they mark this time and how they grow. Sometimes faster, sometimes slower. A record one could look back on and see, but the effort never ceased, even though it changed. Trees sway. The movement of trees in the wind is a complex dance of physics and natural engineering. Limbs and branches moving in response to outside forces, distributing stress and impact throughout the tree so that no one place tries to bear too much. The tree does not passively react, but dynamically responds to the circumstances of the wind. Trees learn to bend so that they do not break. You know, trees put forth an offering to the world. In their work of being, they create fruits and flowers and seeds, all of which nurture life around them, the bees, the squirrels, the birds. They also create a safe space for the life of the forest to call home, whether it's a nest on a branch, a hole in the trunk, or some beautiful creature nestled against the trunk. The presence of more established trees provides shelter and protection for the smaller plant life and other trees that are still growing. And though invisible to our eyes, their leaves and needles fill the atmosphere with oxygen, always offering back. These were the conversations that took place, gazing upon the forest of pine and fir and aspen, each reflection a metaphor. Each observation a lesson to be learned from the wisdom of nature. Wisdom that is more ancient than the oldest of trees. It is a different pace to simply sit and look at a tree. To ponder how the plants might encourage us to live. It is a different pace, and it is worth our time and effort. To sit and ask, what do we see? What are they teaching? You know, this is not navel gazing. It's not an invitation to just ignore the complexities of the world around us. It's not an excuse to disengage from the hard work of living. It is not a distraction from the hard truths we are continuing to wrestle with every day. No. To take a moment and turn our attention to the created and natural world around us is to prepare ourselves for the continued effort of existence, and to do so with intention. Every aspect of the trees we considered is a spiritual truth that we are invited to replicate in our own living, that we might be present in the milieu of our lives with greater wisdom. I invite you to create a moment this week. Whether in your yard or out your window, whether on a hike or on a drive, create a moment and find a tree. What do you see? What is it teaching you?